Good morning. It's Saturday, the 25th of April, 2026. This is the AI Meze from AI in Arabia's intelligence desk. Today, the UAE puts a hard two-year clock on running half of its government on autonomous AI. A Saudi enterprise software company lands a $15 million Series A to make contracts the next AI frontier. And a Riyadh venture builder buys a majority stake in one of the region's strongest applied AI benches. First up, on Thursday, Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid used the weekly UAE cabinet meeting to commit the federal government to deploying agentic AI across 50% of its sectors, services, and operations within 2 years. That makes the UAE the first national government anywhere in the world to put a hard enforced deadline on running half of itself on autonomous AI systems. This isn't any government refresh. Sheikh Mohammed said the new agents will monitor changes, run analysis, recommend decisions, and execute multi-step actions independently of human staff. And here's the part that matters. The performance of every minister, every director general, and every federal entity will, from now on, be evaluated against how effectively they roll this out. A task force chaired by Cabinet Affairs Minister Mohammed Al-Ghaghawi has been formed to drive execution. The procurement signal is enormous. Local large language model providers, Arabic NLP teams, agent orchestration platforms, and compliance specialists across MITNA will see federal RFPs land at a pace that makes the last 18 months look slow. If the UAE proves agentic government works at scale, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Bahrain will be forced to match the deadline rather than lag it. For founders, the message is clear. Building agentic infrastructure tuned for Arabic public services is now a viable category, not a research project. Now, this is interesting. Story number two. Saudi enterprise software company Signet announced on Friday that it's closed a $15 million Series A round, led by Raid Ventures, with STV, Sidra, Tokamol, and Suhail joining. Founded in 2021, Signet holds a trust service provider license from the Saudi Digital Government Authority, and it now serves more than 700 customers across government, financial services, healthcare, and enterprise. The capital is going into a deliberate pivot. Signet is moving beyond pure e-signature into AI-powered contract lifecycle management. Think a generative drafting engine, an intelligent negotiation assistant, automated compliance review, and an internal AI agent that lets any employee ask plain language questions about commitments, expiry dates, and counterparties. Founder Mohammed El Abouri has told local press the goal is to make every Saudi enterprise contract searchable, auditable, and actionable in Arabic from day one, not retrofitted from English first tools. Raid Ventures' decision to lead is meaningful. Saudi capital has been flowing into infrastructure and into US AI companies via PIF subsidiaries. A $15 million lead check into a Riyadh-headquartered Arabic-first contract platform is a vote that the local enterprise software stack still has white space and that AI is the wedge to claim it. Okay, story number three. Riyadh venture builder Falak Holding has acquired a majority stake in Kernel, the applied AI company with engineering teams in Saudi Arabia and Jordan. Deal value not disclosed. Kernel will keep operating independently inside Falak, retaining its applied AI consulting, training programs, and its AI startup lab incubator. Falak's CEO, Adwa Al-Dakhil, said the acquisition combines investment, innovation, and applied AI under one platform. What Kernel really brings is a senior Arabic-speaking AI engineering bench that has shipped projects for Gulf and Levantine clients. That solves a recurring problem in the region. Capital is plentiful, but the operating expertise to actually build AI products is concentrated in a small pool of people. The structure is the interesting part. Rather than absorbing Kernel into a generic technology unit, Falak is keeping the brand and team intact and using its capital to scale them. That treats AI engineering capacity as a strategic asset, not a back-office cost center. And the cross-border continuity between Riyadh and Amman is preserved without forcing relocation friction. Expect other Gulf venture builders, Sanabil, MGX-aligned vehicles, and Humane's own corporate venture arm, to start hunting for similar acquisitions. And finally, the AI in Arabia view. Three stories, one direction of travel. The UAE is making agentic AI a federal performance metric. Saudi VCs are funding the contract layer those agents will run on. And Saudi venture builders are buying the Arabic AI engineering benches that will deliver it. None of this is theoretical anymore. The forward read is that the next 12 months will reward operators who can connect the dots. Federal agentic mandates create demand for compliance-grade enterprise AI, which creates demand for licensed local vendors like Signet, which creates demand for the engineering capacity that platforms like Falak are now buying through Kernel. Founders sitting at the intersection of regulator-friendly distribution, Arabic NLP, and applied agent design have the cleanest setup for the next round. The capital, the policy, and the talent are no longer separate stories. They are the same story. That's the AI Mise for Saturday from AI in Arabia's intelligence desk. We'll see you tomorrow.